Are you decent? Hello there. I'm Dr. Grace, and I'll be running your exam today. How are you doing? Okay, good. Well, let me just wash my hands and look over your chart real quick. And then we can get started. Do you have any fun weekend plans? Cool. I'll have to check that out. My husband loves that kind of stuff. Alright, let me look at your chart real quick. Okay, can you confirm your first and last name for me? And your date of birth? Okay, great. So I can see the nurse has already filled some of this out, but I do have a few more quick questions for you. Are you on any medications currently? Mm-hmm. Okay, and how long have you been taking that? Mm-hmm. And what dose? Okay, great. And is there any family history of disease I should know about? Cancer, blood clots, heart disease, any genetic disorders? No? No, nothing to be worried about? That's pretty common. Any recent injuries? Any falls or cuts or bruises? No? Okay. Great. And lastly, any allergies I should know about? Food allergies, medication allergies, latex allergies. Okay, so what brought you in here today? Some lower back pain? Uh-huh. And some tenderness in your groin? Okay. Let me write that down. Well, first things first, I'm going to do a basic exam, sort of see if everything else looks normal before we get into specifics, okay? Looks like the nurse already got your height and weight. Let's start with your blood pressure. Let me just grab my equipment. Can you give me your arm? Thank you. I'll just wrap this around. Now, let me just get my stethoscope. Blood pressure is normal. Let's check your heart and lungs. Do you mind if I put your stethoscope under your shirt? Okay. Deep breath in and out. In and out. One more time. In and out. Okay, so, all that sounds great, no problems breathing, great. Next up, I'm just going to take a quick look at your eyes and ears. Keep your head steady and look up at the ceiling for me. And down, and side to side. Okay, other eyes up, down, side to side. Eyes look normal, look at the wall for me, so I can look into your ear. Let me get a little closer. Okay, other side. Mm-hmm, okay, looking good. Okay, now I have to check your lymph nodes. Can I touch your face? Fair warning, my hands are pretty cold. Yes, all doctors have cold hands. It's because we wash them so much. Okay, now close your jaw. I'm just gonna put my fingers behind your jaw and on your neck. See, I told you they were cold. Great, now lift your arms so I can feel your armpits. Okay. And now I'm gonna feel the ones in your groin. Okay, so that all feels normal. Now onto the tissues you came in for. Let's start with your back. Do you mind taking your shirt off for me? And turn around. Sorry again about my cold hands, but I'm gonna just feel your skin for any heat differences. Can you bend over and try and touch your toes? Great, okay, stay there. I'm gonna run my hands along your spine. Okay, so it's your lower back. This might be a little uncomfortable, but I'm gonna press into the muscles right here at the base. I know, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling for anything out of the ordinary. That wasn't bad, was it? Can you sit back on the table for me? I want to test your leg strength. I'm gonna put my hand on your knee and press down, and I want you to push up against my palm. No, this doesn't count as leg day. Okay, push up on the right leg. And now the left. All right, and you said the other problem area was your groin. Then I'm going to put some gloves on real quick. Do you mind standing up and taking your pants off? Now, what seems to be the problem? Some soreness in your testicles? No, not a problem at all. This is an important part of my job. I'm just gonna lift the penis and feel your scrotum in my hand. Yes, the gloves are much warmer than my hands. I don't feel any lumps, which is good. They do feel kinda heavy. Can you look to the left and cough for me? Retraction is good. I know this is personal, but can you tell me the last time you ejaculated? Oh wow, okay. Have you tried? Yeah. So no results? Okay, do you have a girlfriend or someone to help you? Alright, now how does it feel when I gently massage them like this? A little better? Okay, so I finished the exam portion of this. Your back is going to be okay. I think it's just a pulled muscle. Though if it continues to hurt in a few weeks, you should call the front desk and I'll refer you to a specialist. Now for your testicles, I'm going to perform a fairly quick extraction procedure so we can send you home feeling a little bit better. Yep, nothing major, just a little buildup. Nothing we can't fix. Let me just pull up our extraction machine. I can't seem to find it. Yes, nurse. I can't seem to find the extraction machine. Is it broken? No, it's not your fault. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, well, the machine is broken, so I'll just perform the procedure manually. Oh no, okay. No bother. It's all part of the job. Let me just make sure my gloves are on correctly. Okay, can you lay down on the exam table for me? Great. Thank you. Now I'm gonna stand over here and then bring my hand under and gently apply light pressure to your palms. Just gently stroking and massaging your balls, tracing it with a couple fingers and cupping the sensitive skin. Does that feel good? I figured your penis kind of gave it away. No, it's a good thing. Lay back for me and relax. It will make those go by much quicker. Okay, and now I'm gonna apply some lubricant to my hands. I'm gonna place one hand at the base of your shaft with the other. I'm gonna start rubbing my head. Is that too intense? I know that's a sensitive area. It's been a while since I've done this procedure by hand. I forgot how satisfying it can be. Okay, so now that it's erect, I'm gonna slowly start stroking my hand up and down the shaft. How is this pressure? Good? Are you a man who prefers to have a visual aid? Well, I mean, sometimes during this procedure, it's typical to provide the patient with a magazine or a film or something, but since I don't have any in this office, I could instead provide a different type of visual stimulation. Yeah, okay. Hold on for a moment, I'll remove my shirt. How's that? Oh, you're too nice. Okay, now I'm gonna start stroking your cock again. This time a little faster. Oh my god, did I call it a cock? I am so sorry, that's so unprofessional of me. Please ignore that. Are you ready? It's okay to look. I didn't take my shirt off so you could look up at the ceiling. Look down at my breasts, bounced by my bra, bouncing ever so much as my gloved hand strokes up and down your shaft. Now my other hand is going to come back under and start massaging your balls. Should I take my bra off? Yeah. Okay, hold on. Damn, clasp. There, is that better? That's it. Look down at my perky tits, trembling as I stroke your cock. Take deep breaths, lay back, and watch me stroking in and extracting your, Okay. Well, clearly this issue needs a different approach. Can I get you to sit up for me? Okay, stay there for a moment. This is going to take a little finagling. I'm going to get up on the exam table behind you and put my legs on either side of you and scoot forward so that your back is pressed against my chest. Now I'll just reach around. Oops, seems like we need a little bit more lube. Okay, now where was I? Oh, right. I'm gonna reach around and grip your cock with a firm hand and start stroking it again. Take a deep breath belly back into my chest. Feel my firm tits pressed against your back. Don't mind my hips grinding against your back. Oh. I don't want you to worry about anything that's not the extraction. Oh. Feel my hand vigorously stroking your shaft. My tits pressed against your back. My other hand wrapping around your waist. My fingers grazing the inside of your thigh. Moving down to massaging your balls. Just relax and feel my body pressed against yours. My hips grinding against your back. You're starting to squirm. Are you close? Yeah, okay, keep going. I want you to let it all out, every last drop. Yes, that's it. Let it out. Let the cum out onto your stomach. Let it all out. Feel better? Good. Can you sit up so I can get down? Thank you. Well, I'm happy we were able to clear all that out. Here's a box of tissues. I'm gonna put my shirt back on real quick. So how does everything feel now? Okay, great. Well, if that's all, I should get going to my next patient. Don't forget to call if your back pain persists or gets worse. Oh, and insurance won't cover that procedure, by the way. Sorry.